Crandall Studio. You are standing in front of the Jenny Lake Visitor Center facing east. The cabin is rustic brown logs with a covered porch and a number of chairs to provide a shady spot for visitors. The center door stands open to welcome visitors and has an elk antler handle. Two multi-paned windows with green frames flank the door. A cupola, allowing natural light from above, breaks the high roofline. A sign hangs over the porch pronouncing Jenny Lake Visitor Center. Aspen trees and lodgepole pines flank the building. The 6x12-inch sign is to the right of the building as you approach. The upper portion is text, and the lower portion is a sepia-toned image of a middle-aged man standing on a rock talus slope next to a box camera with a photographer's drape on a tripod. The man is dressed in dungarees with a dark-colored long-sleeved shirt. He is wearing a felt hat and has a rucksack over one shoulder. Behind him are some scrub pines and a snowfield leading up to the Teton Glacier and the lower slopes of the Grand Teton. The sign reads, Crandall Studio, Capturing Dudes. In the late 1920s, Harrison Crandall built this cabin to house his studio. Crandall documented the romantic and humorous side of dudes, a nickname given to early visitors. He sold hundreds of postcards and prints from this building while capturing the spirit of Jackson Hole on film. Caption, Harrison Crandall.